6 o'clock. With the whole order, I would call order to the meeting, and I need to verify there's a quorum, and it appears as though there are enough of us here. So with that, since we can start the meeting, let's do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Now, if you take a minute and just look over your agenda and decide whether we're going to accept it or not. Okay, do I have somebody want to call us? Go ahead.
I would move that we accept the agenda as printed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposition? Okay. A consent agenda. Now, the first thing we need to go over then is the October 25th, 2023 minutes and see if there's everything that we had. We did have a question. Oh, golly, and look, it says right in the minutes. It's today at 6 o'clock.
Is this the one I have to change on the website like 3 times? Or is that last one?
I don't know.
Okay, are there any questions about the agenda? Minutes. Any? None? The October 25th, 23 minutes, then I. Okay, with those correspondence, don't have any. So then we probably need to discuss the bank. So, amazing hour.
I signed the reconciliation notes today. And I looked through the sheets behind it. And based on the checks and stuff that I've signed this month so far, I think we're in good shape. So our bank, BMO, money market account, we had a starting balance of $718,842.36. We had interest this last month of $1,283.21. So we have a current ending balance there of $720,125.57. I can't get over how much money we're making there. It's amazing.
That's
best deal we've got.
Well, that's actually a lot more than we had.
Yeah. at Colorado, bank, we have in the money market account, there's $707,405.31. Interest was $1,652.23. So we have an ending balance in the money market account at that bank of $709,057.54. Our checking account at the same bank, we had a starting balance of $784,125.39. We had 41 items, checks and payments of totaling $46,346.70. And then we had deposits and credits of $24,939.43, which was 9 items. And I assume that's tax stuff from the county and individual with the funds from the different libraries. So have an ending balance there of $762,718.12. And in our payroll account, we had a starting balance of $210,288.57. We had payroll out at this particular time of $38,258.96, which is 6 items. So the current balance in there is $172,029.61. And I'm a bad boy because I don't have a total, what our gross total of accounts are, but I would say it's somewhere over 2 million because we have 3 deals of over $700,000 each. So we are actually in very, very good shape. And I assume at the end of the year, we'll adjust that payroll account to adjust it for the new budget. Or are we going to roll it over?
We're going to roll it over. So, and we're actually missing 2 deposits that we need to make. We missed our October and our November deposits to keep it up. So.
Yeah, because I didn't, never braced me to go down there.
We'll get it.
Okay. That's my report. Any other questions?
Seeing none. You did the budget to actual.
So that's in your packet. It's this the capital loss budget versus actual. And if you look at the second page, the third line from the bottom, our amount spent through October was $806,096.97. The budget was over 1.4 million. So that means we've spent about 57% of the budget through the end of October. And if you look at where October is 83% of the year. So we've spent 57%, but looking at October, it's 83% of the year. So
that's amazing.
That kind of just tells you where we are. And if you want to look through, I'm happy to answer any questions you have about the budget. Just let me know.
Is the trash pickup for the year?
The trash pickup is for, it should be $1,500 for the year. And that's where we are so far, at $857. So it looks like we probably over budgeted there a little bit for that. But it might be good because we've been talking about getting a dumpster or something like that. So.
Has anybody talked to you about problems with dumpsters?
No.
I think she means like a roll away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just a temporary dumpster.
Yeah, I was going to say it. Put a dumpster out there, it's going to fill up.
Yeah.
Well, what they're talking about is a tub that's probably, instead of having two trash barrels worth of stuff, it will hold like five or six, and it has a closable lid. And we might want to, I don't know if we want to deal with it. Put a lock. I don't, because you're right. Dumpsters have a tendency to fill up with mattresses.
They're self-filling.
Yes.
Now that's something to consider.
Problem is the padlock will make it more fun for the people here to put stuff in it, because you'll have to always remember to take the key.
Okay, are there any questions or comments about the consent agenda? And seeing none, and I'd like to have somebody give us a motion to accept the consent agenda.
A motion to accept the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Keep flipping back and forth.
I don't want to hog it all.
Aye.
Okay, committee reports. Community needs assessment. How are we doing?
So Anders has done almost all of the individual interviews. Our consultant, Anders Dahlgren of Library Planning Associates, was having one-on-one interviews with some key people in Elbert County. And I think there was one that he wasn't able to get a hold of. So hopefully he's been able to get a hold of him and finish those up. And then the small group interviews start next week. And so they're going to be at Agate and Simla and Elbert on Monday. And we've been just trying to get the word out every way that we can think of. They went out in all the school newsletters, and we've put it on Facebook. We've got it on the website. We've just been really working hard to, I know you took some flyers around. Kim took some flyers around Kiowa to try and get folks to come to them. So we're hoping that we have some kind of, plus we have a $25 gift card for that one person will win by attending these sessions. So, and we'll have snacks too. So.
How was your response? Were people excited about?
We've got some interest in coming.
And then we have, the library board is going to be meeting with Anders next Wednesday, November 29th, from 3:00 to 4:30 here in the meeting room. And you had asked me to find out what exactly Anders was thinking about that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it's going to be, he'll be able to report what he's heard from the community engagement sessions, do a little bit of armchair quarterbacking, review outcomes from the latest efforts at data analysis, and just trying to keep you guys in the loop. But he doesn't think that there's going to be really any action items, or, well, we can't, if it's a study session, we can't have any action items. And he'd also, if you guys want to talk with him about what you think the library needs, he thinks that's fine too. So that's kind of what he said to answer your question about that.
All right.
But you might need a vote to have that study session next Wednesday, because I think we had voted to have one earlier, but we had to cancel that one because we kept changing the dates on these. So
could I have somebody put that in the form of a
What date would that be?
So what do I say here? So I move that we have a study session Wednesday, November 29th, 2023, from 3 to 4:30 p.m. at the Elizabeth Library with Anders Dahlgreen, the Library Planning Associate. Is that good?
Yes.
Okay.
I would second that.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposition? No. Yeah, moving along.
I'm ready for bed right now.
It's too late. I may have to stay in the car.
You're in the doghouse.
I doubt that Gay would ever do that.
I don't know. Okay. The director's report.
Yes, thank you. So start with my employee updates. Well, our biggest news is Kim Miller is our new branch manager at Kiowa and Elbert. Do you want to just tell everybody where you came from and how you got here?
I was a school librarian in Texas. And prior to that, I retired from the Marine Corps after 22 years. I was a public affairs officer. And so I've just been here for just over 2 weeks, and I'm enjoying it so far.
So you just moved here from Texas?
Yes, just two weeks.
Cool.
2.5 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, and our... sorry.
You carry a six gun?
No.
Well, welcome. I hope you really enjoy it.
Thank you.
Glad to have you on board.
I'm very excited to have you. Definitely. And our other exciting news is Lori Van Court is retiring, and her last day will be on Friday, December 29th. And so I think that's probably a good day for a party. So we will celebrate Lori with a potluck and all sorts of and cake and whatever other kind of goodies we can. So.
Well, may I say from the bottom of my heart, your service here has been amazing. And you've helped us through some of our difficult times. And I've always felt everything has been steady here. And I would say that's due in large part to you.
Thank you. If you'd been here an hour and a half ago, you wouldn't have said that. We had a program here that just was off the rails. Yeah. We had 15 kids and plaster.
Hmm.
No, they all had little plaster eggs to open to find dinosaurs inside, except that they couldn't get them open, and I had to come out with a hammer. And even that didn't work. I mean, it was wild. So that's why things are a little dusty. Mr. Nelson here did a lot of cleanup, but oh man,
in prehistoric times. They would run over them with logs.
Yeah.
I don't want to make it sound like they had cars, but they would roll a log over. That is the best story.
Well, it was, let's put it this way. Our local kids love dinosaurs. I mean, 16 kids is a lot for us in a ground program.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the moms, bless their hearts. We needed them.
So we posted Lori's position, and we have, I guess, about 19 or 20 candidates and we're going to start the interviews. Actually, I've been doing telephone interviews as the applicants come in, and we're going to start interviews next week. I don't know if we're going to be able to replace her, you know, just in general, but, you know, we'll do our best.
It would be so nice if there was somebody here before I left so I didn't have to write all this down.
Love that.
Now, the committee is basically you and...
No, I'm hands off. It's Kim and Kathy and myself, and then we have two employees also that will be working under that position. So,
right.
Yeah, so got a good group of people that's going to do interviews. So we'll do some virtual interviews and some... in-person interviews too. So,
all right.
And then we've got two new subs who've started at Simla. Jessica Davis started the same day that you started on the 6th of November, And then Nancy Weaver started on the 14th, or actually the 13th, I think, or maybe the 14th. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So Lori already told you about our programs. This month is not just November, it's Dinovember for dinosaurs. So we're celebrating dinosaurs all month long and have just been having a lot of fun with that, with story time, and the kids are just really loving it. So
you might look at the dinosaur in the corner on your
way out. Oh, right. That's, yep, there's a gigantic blow-up dinosaur over in the kids'
red blinking eyes.
Mm-hmm. So...
That was dug up on site, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. That's right. Out back.
In the retention fund.
So I don't have much to report, like nothing to report on the facilities. Nothing broke in the last month. So knock on wood. I don't have any wood. So that's been awesome. Just wanted to give you some heads up on some time off. So I'm going to be taking off a few days around Thanksgiving, since my family is going to be here for Thanksgiving. And I'm also going to be taking a few days before Christmas. My nephew is graduating from college in Michigan, so I'll be gone December 15th through the 18th. So what are we going to do next month? Well, it's already time to get ready for the audit. So we've got the... Yes. That was like the
first. It just seems like yesterday.
I know. So we have to put all the paperwork together. I signed the letter that says that we're going to use the auditor that we said that we had last year. We've paid our deposit to our auditor, and we've got the memo of everything that we need, which just kind of is terrifying. Just the sheer amount of stuff that the auditor needs. So that's all good.
And we are in better shape. Hopefully we have less unsigned purchase orders floating around.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been signing.
We certainly hope so. We certainly hope we're in good shape. So, and that's all I have for my report. If you guys have any questions, I'm happy to answer those.
Are there any questions? Okay. All right. Now, when I look at that at first, it looked like the people that were bored.
Oh, no, wait. Go up one more.
Oh, property tax update.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you're all excited about the property tax update. Well, so we all voted, and Proposition HH did not pass in Colorado. But that wasn't good enough. So Governor Polis called a special session, and so they met Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So they adjourned yesterday.
Yes.
They took four bills to the governor to sign. And there is one of them that has quite a large impact on us. So all of the stuff that you guys approved in the last meeting, when you approved the budget, and you approved the budget with HH and without HH, and then you approved that other little piece that we had to approve, none of that is good anymore. So I have to redo.
And still we're talking about.
I have to redo the budget. And so this has an impact. So we have a board meeting scheduled on the 4th?
4th of December.
4th of December. And I have to redo the whole budget. But I have to get the numbers from the assessor to redo the whole budget.
Oh my God.
And then, and the dates are changing. So normally we have to turn the budget into the state by the 31st of December. And we actually already tried to turn it in, but it didn't work.
Nice try, though.
So now the budget is due on January 10th because of the legislature. And we have to certify our mill levy. Normally, we have to certify our mill levy by the 15th of December, but now we have to certify that by the 10th of January. And then, so we need to probably meet, the board needs to probably meet late December or early January at the very latest to... you're going to have to approve the budget, which I'll have a new budget to you guys by then. And then we're going to have to certify the mill levy at that meeting, both of those things at the same meeting. So I don't know
what. Well, my suggestion would be right after the first of the year.
Okay. So do it like.
I don't know if anybody else has.
Okay, because I'm going to California from December 16th, and I should be back. I plan on being back before the 4th.
Before the 4th of January.
What about the week of the 8th?
Well,
before you leave.
Of December, you were saying the week of the 8th?
I'm leaving December 16th.
Excuse me.
And I'm returning prior to January 4th. Okay. But it's like, I'm driving, so it's like, exactly when I'll roll in, I'm not positive.
So,
how about later in the week, on the week of the 8th, say the 11th or the 12th?
Of January?
January.
Well, we've got to have everything to the state by the 10th, for that Wednesday.
Of January.
So could we do it Wednesday the 3rd? Do you think, Ruthann, you'll be back Wednesday the 3rd?
I am hoping I will be. Goodbye, Pat. I'm playing because I figure I'll be leaving like the 1st of January. That's when I'm figuring I'll be.
To drive
to back. Start driving. And it takes me.
Two days.
Close to 2 days.
Okay.
So do you want to try for the 3rd?
Or would it be better to go with the 4th? Because the thing is, we don't normally meet on a Thursday. So I don't know how that will, if that'll throw you off.
I'm good with Thursday, but
I'm fine with Thursday.
So, and I'll just keep in touch to say, hey.
Okay. So shall we plan on
Thursday. Plan on the 3rd.
I'm going to plan on
Thursday. Thursday.
The 4th.
At 6 p.m., that's our normal.
6?
That's our normal board meeting time.
Okay. All
right. Is that going to give you enough time?
Oh, yeah.
The other, because it's like, unless we can make a Zoom meeting.
Well, this could be a Zoom meeting also. I could send all this.
Then you could do it the week before while I'm still in California. I can Zoom you there.
So
give you more time?
Either way, this will be a Zoom. I mean, we could do a Zoom either way if you want to do an online meeting. It doesn't matter.
How much of a hassle is that for you guys?
No hassle at all.
Because they'll give you a little more time in case there's any glitches.
Okay.
So
any feelings against doing a Zoom?
And you can come in person if you want too, because I'll be here at the.
I might just come and pester.
Okay.
Make sure we both stay awake.
Okay. So still on January 4th, but just via GoToMeeting.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You might need a vote on that.
Yes. So somebody want to make a.
I make a motion that we have a board meeting on January the 4th to go over the budget for 2024. And this would be at 6 o'clock. And it will be a Zoom meeting or in person here at the library at Elizabeth.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay.
And so we're just going to cancel that December meeting then. So you guys don't have
to. The December 6th, 4th, whatever it was.
4th.
Okay.
That doesn't replace the normal January meeting, does it?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, so I just wanted to make sure for everyone else. I'm here for the long haul.
Sorry.
Any and all meetings that I can make.
I have to fix this.
So, do we have any more? So,
I have a question here. Does it appear that our current mill levy is going to probably fly for 24?
We are not going to get, there's a backfill piece in the new law, a backfill piece, and we're not going to get that backfill. So, but what we will get our mill levy, but we just get a mill levy on a different amount of money. So let me tell you a little bit about this. You ready?
Mm.
So the residential assessment rate is changing from 6.75% to 6.7%. So everybody's saving that 0.05% in their assessment rate. So that's one piece. And then there's the value of your house, your residential property, and then they normally take $15,000 off of that, but they've upped that to $55,000 off of that. So it's like a discount that you get.
So, oh, for how much your house is worth.
So I'm going to do this. You guys have to help me with my math. So pretend like my house is worth $155,000. So normally it would be $15,000 off of that, which would be
$140,000.
Okay, good job. Thank you guys. But this year, if my house is worth $155,000, I'm only going to pay taxes on $100,000 of that.
Okay. At 6.7%.
Right. At 6.7%, not 6.75%. And then there is a backfill piece where library districts get money that the state has collected out of all of this whole thing, but we probably do not get that backfill because we have more than 15% assessed value increase between last year's numbers and this year's numbers. We've jumped so high that it's definitely more than 15%. So we probably are not eligible for that backfill. So
is it? So what it all comes down to are these five bills that have been passed through to Polis. Is he going to put his stamp of approval on those, or are those for sure going to pass?
So so one of them has already been signed. The one, the property tax one, I was reading it today. That's where I got my dates, and it's already on the internet. It's been signed. So it's a done deal.
He pretty much was behind that.
Yeah. Yeah. So That's my property tax story.
All right. Number 8, board self-evaluation forms to Robert Thomason. I've got Alan's.
I forgot.
Well, as soon as you can.
Certainly.
Yes. And I look forward to reading. Alan was fascinating.
I tried to make it as brief as possible. Shoot, that was too wordy.
I've been putting the ribbons for the dogs in there.
I'll have to get pictures of Ziggy's
just
ribbons.
Just a little over the top, honestly.
Oh, well.
You do own the dog.
Yeah, well, I have several Rugrats. No.
Okay. This next one is interesting, recruiting new board members. As you know, Karen has decided that she no longer can do this. She struggled a bit since Jerry died. And she's just, you know, day to day. And so there's that void. And then it sounds as though Sheila is not coming back. So we have a couple of, you know, empty seats.
I talked to a couple ladies.
I talked to a couple ladies as well. I'm going to be passing the names on. But if you want to either give them to me
I'll talk to the one lady again. I'm not sure about the second lady, but it was one of the election judges that. So I'll bug her. She's a neighbor down the way, and I'll see if I can't get around before the end of the week and talk to her and see if she's still on board or not, or if I scared her off.
Yeah, I've one of them's Susan Check. I haven't talked to her about it yet, but she, I think, would be a good candidate. And the other one is Claudia Morgan, who is the wife of our lawyer that comes in and gives the free clinic. She's an amazing lady and a real resource to the community as it is. So I'll be talking to those two people. If anybody else has anybody that they can think of, I'd like to have, you know, some choice.
I'm working. I don't know how it'll work out, but I have neighbors that are interested. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, yeah, and this would be the first one in a while where people really do seem to be interested. And I attribute that to you and to you. Because there is no turmoil. So.
And to you, no turmoil.
Yeah. Felt like turmoil today. Yeah. Okay.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah. Okay. Collection development policy review.
So Lori is here tonight, and this has been her brainchild. So I'll kind of
go over briefly, and this is more of a preparation for in case we do get a book objection, and we haven't so far. We haven't had any. I don't think since it's been so much in the news, we haven't even had anybody say anything, which I attribute one to the good service we give, and two to Susan's approach that we talk to anybody who has a concern rather than give them a business card and tell them to send in a form. So I think that helps.
I would add a third thing to that.
Mm-hmm.
Since a lot of these measures and people trying to get on board across the state, they didn't meet with much success. Yeah. And so I think they are aware of that, and as a result have kind of tempered some of their braggadocio.
Yeah, I think, well, as always, we're lucky that we're a district because we don't have to ask for money every year. There's a real horror story coming out of Garfield County. Had you heard this? Where they've had real contention over, it's two books, two graphic novels that that a few ladies are really unhappy about. And the director, you know, they went through the entire reconsideration process, including the board, and they all agreed to keep the books. And so at the last commissioners meeting, the commissioners made the announcement that, well, they didn't have any say over the book selection and that they didn't have any input into the decision, but they do have say into the budget, which,
oh.
Yeah. It was ugly.
That is ugly.
It was ugly. And it was on TV. That's all I know about it. Fortunately, that to that extent can't happen to us because we're a district. We don't go to the commissioners and ask for money. But it could still get ugly. And my only point in all of this was to, because the way it's all put together, if we have somebody complain about a book and go through the whole process for reconsideration, the decision will come down to the board. And so I think it's helpful if along the way you ask questions about how we decide to buy books, what the process is. It's fascinating to me, but probably not to you. But you essentially would be standing behind people who have made the decision, and I think it helps for you to know how the decision is made. I have had the great ability here to be able to choose the books. Other places that are bigger, they do it kind of by it's a standard order, send us this many of these books. But we're very careful not to pick out books that we know are just going to set people off and not serve anybody. That's not necessarily the case other places. But we read a lot of reviews. We look at Amazon. I don't know how librarians operated before Amazon, because it means that we can read a part of every book, which is, we're supposed to hate them, but I just can't. Not when they make it so easy to look at books that I'm thinking about. But it's kind of an art, and Kim's got the interesting situation of learning what two different populations like and want, and then how to encourage them to read. But it's tricky. And so I think if you ever have questions about how we select, ask them. And, you know, anybody who's interested in seeing what the process is, it's, for us, it's kind of day-to-day stuff, but I think you find it interesting. Mm-hmm. So again, just kind of think about, okay, if anybody complains, it's you guys that get to make the ultimate decision. And that's hard if you don't know how the book was chosen in the first place.
But before it gets to you to make any kind of decision, we'll put together kind of a dossier on the book that'll explain, you know, this book had won all these awards, you know, this book had all these positive reviews, you know, we chose it for all of these different reasons. That's why it's here in the collection. So, and then we will, you know, we'll have several staff members who read the book and make their comments about it. And, you know, their opinions about, you know, its appropriateness, either where it's located in the collection or, you know, all of those kinds of things. So it'll be a full, I've written these in the past, you know, it's like 10 pages of goodness that it's like we pass on to you to let you know, why this item is in the collection. It could be a book, could be a DVD, whatever. So, but yeah, we'll help you through it. So
that's all.
So you're going to draft how you do it so that the board can see this?
Well, I can show you an old one I've written if you want to see it.
So. That's all right. I pestered the librarians here every other week about, can we get such and such book or do we have it already? And I'm always coming up with these weird titles. Sometimes I think they all hide behind the counter when I come in.
But, I love when you ask. We have so many options now because we can bring in books from Prospector. Mm. From all over the state. So, we have a lot of different ways that we can get books for you, too.
So I read a lot. And so I try to vary my, at least on my nonfiction books, to read both sides to try to figure out how warped I am.
So, was the word warped?
Yeah, yes.
That's what I heard you say.
Yeah, I'm happy to pass on if you'd like a sample of what I've prepared in the past.
Having been a public school educator who's gotten into some of these battles before, it's always interesting. Okay. Public comment.
I'm not public, but
yes.
I'd like to make a comment. Lori and I, we did the Halloween deal. We froze our patootie, but we had a good time.
We did. It was
and, uh,
If you haven't seen it, we've got the new tent.
Yes, it was great. We have tent with library signs all over it. And we had a, I was worried that we would hardly have any kids, but it was floored me how many folks came out, and it was colder than bejesus, and the kids were still plodding through there with their frozen parents. And Lori and I, we did freeze out and gave it up kind of early, but we weren't alone in that deal. But we passed out probably 3/4 or 7/8 of everything that we had. So, and it was kind of neat because a kid got not only a bag, but he got several pieces of candy and 2 or 3 toys, and the kids were floored sometimes by what all they got in that little bag.
Wow, that's great.
It was good.
And the other side of it that was really good is we got to meet people that I hadn't met before. Like, the trash guy, the guy that owns the trash removal, came and dropped by his car, and I thought, well, we're going to be talking to you. That's great. Local merchants, folks running for office, running for school board. It was really fun. And Sheila was there in costume with her chicken in a baby carriage.
And I missed it.
And you missed it. For all the complaining I was doing because it was cold, it was really a day worth doing. And then if you'd been here before the sun went down, you may have noticed many broken pumpkins. As the week after that, we had the pumpkin squash, where we...
saw that and wondered.
We collected, actually, Sarah and Amala collected up a whole bunch of pumpkins. They got Safeway and some other merchants to give their pumpkins that weren't sold for Halloween, and they hauled them over, and then they had gone to Kubota, the Kubota dealership down on 86, and gotten a lifter.
Tractor?
No, it was a hoist.
Hoist.
Yeah. And so they could throw the pumpkins off the top of them. And then they got from the rec center... the rec department, they borrowed a whole bunch of aluminum baseball bats, and they just smashed pumpkins.
I know the kids, we were talking about it when we were reminding kids that pumpkin smashes next weekend. Some kids, boy, their light eyes got big as saucers and everything. All right, I got to smash them. And the parent was aghast, but
it was funny. I never figured mayhem would come up.
Actually, I think what we need to do next year, if we have this, we need to invest in a catapult?
Yeah, catapult.
Ball, so we can chuck
the pumpkin tossing.
Well, I wish I'd have known. Took my trebuchet apart.
Well, we need to put that sucker back together, and we need to put somebody's car down here and see if we can hit it.
Well, I think the work members ought to stand out there and be targets for you.
No, we're fiery. We're not.
If you want to come look at it, I don't have the whole thing taken apart. Maybe we can resurrect it.
Well, maybe after Christmas you can do a fruitcake toss.
Yeah. No, I got to eat fruitcakes. I love fruitcakes. What's wrong with you guys?
Of course you do.
I love fruitcakes. I told you I was weird, but
no, I love. All right. The last one on here is any other items business for board members, and I just do have a couple things to say. My health has not been great this last month and a half. I did have a surprise passed out while I was working. First time that's ever happened in my life. Is obviously low blood pressure, but. I was a marathoner. I've always exercised. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I'm in pretty good shape. I'm wearing a heart monitor right now. I don't know if it's going to, but I have to be ready I had two surgeries scheduled. I had one for my back
and one to replace my knee. I had to cancel both of those because you can't, nobody will cut on you anymore unless you've got a cardiologist's approval. And so this is going to be touch and go till probably July that I'll be, if I can get a surgery, I'll be doing that. And so, thank you for your patience. And I know a couple of you have expressed your concern, but, I'm doing fine. I don't feel bad.
You're still having anniversaries.
Actually, that was one of the more painful things I've dealt with. Yeah. At any rate, so thank you all for doing that. And if there are no other comments, then I would ask that we have a motion.
I would make a motion that we adjourn for the evening.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right. Thank you, guys.